A new day on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Wednesday, the 5th of March, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, Peter Wise. Simon King will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute, and then we'll have the latest newspapers, business and sport in news briefing. That's at 6:30. But first, let's take a look ahead to later on this morning when Tim Harford returns.
One, two, three, four!
More or less is Radio 4's series piercing through the fog of statistics.
What I was hoping was that if anyone could get to the bottom of it, then more or less would be able to do that.
So this is quite a claim. That number is a bit silly.
I don't believe that anyone should take those figures as facts.
Checking calculations.
I don't think we can put a number on it.
And debunking data.
Ooh, how cool is that?
In answer to this question, that's huge.
That's the new series of More or Less, with me, Tim Harford.
Is this in any way a useful number?
Beginning this morning at 9 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now here's Simon.
Alan, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 5th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Sierra, South Sierra, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fisher, Shannon, Rockall, Madden, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 400 miles west of Rockall, 979, expected Norwegian Basin, 974 by midnight tonight. New low, expected Shannon, 998 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Sierra, South Sierra, 40s. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at times, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Cromarty, decreasing 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, mainly fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in Fisher, rain at first in North Fisher, moderate or good. Thames, southwest, backing south later, 3 or 4, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, south or southeast, 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Biscay, east or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol, southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 until later in east, rain later in west, good, occasionally poor later in west. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, southwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Madden, Hebrides, Bailey, southwest becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Madden, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain, showers later in Bailey, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, but 4 to 6 at first in north and later elsewhere. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tari Automatic, southwest 6, recent precipitation 3 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 6, 14 miles, 999, falling. Lerwick, southwest 6, slight drizzle and rain, 1 mile, 995, falling. Lucas, southwest by west 5, 19 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3,
1017, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south 4, 2 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1023. Jersey, east by south 3, fog 1400 metres, 1023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south east 2, 2 miles, 1024. Scilly Automatic, south by west 3, 6 miles, 1022, falling. Valentia, south 4, 13 miles, 1017, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 5, 8 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south 6, 8 miles, 1008, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure will continue to dominate across southern and southeastern waters, with plenty of fair weather and mostly light or moderate breezes. A stronger southwesterly flow will dominate across the northern and northwestern parts of the British Isles, with gales in the far north and some rain or drizzle at times too. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 or 6, but 6 to gale 8 in north, becoming variable 2 or 3 later near Orkney. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor in north and moderate in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, backing south later, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in far north at first, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times in south, fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Land's End. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly, but variable at first in east 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in west. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north and 3 in Cardigan Bay. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mellor Galloway, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west, backing southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, southwest 6 or 7, backing south 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Cardiff and Loch, south or southwest 4 to 6, rain at times, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurken Point. Southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardamurken Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in north, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 at first in north, occasionally severe gale 9 later, then decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor.
And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 5th of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Donald Trump has told the US Congress that he's received strong signals from Russia that it's ready for peace with Ukraine. The man likely to be Germany's next chancellor has set out a plan for a huge increase in defence and infrastructure spending. In business, a Hong Kong-based operator of two ports on the Panama Canal has struck a deal to sell them to US investors. And in sport, Arsenal have notched the biggest ever away win in European competition. President Trump has said he's received strong signals from Russia that it's ready for a peace deal with Ukraine. Addressing a joint session of the US Congress for the first time since he returned to power, he read out a letter he'd received from President Zelensky in which the Ukrainian leader said he was ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible. Donald Trump repeated his desire to bring the war to a swift end.
2,000 people are being killed every single week. More than that. They're Russian young people. They're Ukrainian young people. They're not Americans, but I want it to stop. Meanwhile, Europe has sadly spent more money buying Russian oil and gas than they have spent on defending Ukraine.
The Democrats have accused Donald Trump of cozying up to dictators like Vladimir Putin. In a rebuttal broadcast after the president's speech to Congress, Michigan Senator Elisa Slotkin said that Donald Trump would have lost the Cold War and that Ronald Reagan must be rolling in his grave. Germany's likely next chancellor says his incoming coalition has proposed an unprecedented package of hundreds of billions of euros in extra spending on defence and infrastructure. Friedrich Merz said the proposals would go before Parliament next week, calling for defence spending to be exempted from Germany's constitutional limit on government debt. He said the threats to freedom and peace in Europe made it necessary.
At the moment, we're solely thinking along the lines of a European agreement and a European strengthening of our defence. But we know that we need to do more. These decisions are overdue and independent of any further announcements from the US. Europe needs to grow up and needs to be able to defend itself. And we want to get this going as quickly as possible, step by step.
The Treasury has earmarked several billion pounds in draft spending cuts to welfare and other departments, as it's thought the government room for manoeuvre with its finances has shrunk. The proposed cuts will be reviewed by the forecaster, the Office for Budget Responsibility, ahead of the spring statement later this month. A government source told the BBC that Rachel Reeves' speech would stress that the world has changed since her previous budget in October.